So from these readings, three words stood out to me from the second reading, wisdom. From the first reading, seek. And from the gospel, reward. Wisdom, seek, and reward. First, wisdom. God chose the lowly and despised of the world to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God. It is due to him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, as well as righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Jesus, who is God's wisdom for us. Okay, so we've been having these parish events and this healing retreat we just had over the past week, and I've been announcing it. We had over 80 people in attendance at St. Joseph Prince Settlement. It was beautiful. We had this weekend. And I felt like a theme of this retreat is like God breaking into our lives. And the Lord inviting us to his way of seeing the world. That's another word for wisdom. Wisdom is just God's way of looking at the world. It's very frequent, like in our own lives, when we lack wisdom, we get really discouraged when we have like obstacles and things, because that's all we can see is this thing right in front of our face. God's wisdom gives you the higher perspective that it's not the end of the world. He's with you.
Okay.
And a theme came up to me again and again that I've mentioned before, but the struggle, I think, we all have. It's just part of our culture. It's written in how we grew up here. And what I felt the healing retreat doing is the healing retreat was showing us the Father's house. Opening the door to the Father's house. Inviting us into the Father's house. I mean that in a spiritual way because, by the way, like I said at the beginning, you're in the Father's house right now. So we're physically here. But what does it mean for our hearts to be in the Father's house? Because I think for quite frequently, our bodies are here, our hearts are somewhere else. Okay, so, but also recognizing that, yes, we're being invited into the Father's house. Most of us are living outside the Father's house in a very particular way. I encountered this in the retreat, and I was reminded of my own weakness in this direction, that for many of us, we live daily as orphans. So this fact of faith is that God wants to be Father for you, that God wants to provide for you, that God has a place for you. He's inviting you into his house. But the reality of our lives is most of us are living as orphans, where our relationship with God isn't one of love, it's one of convenience. Like, okay, I need something. I need something. And we don't treat God as Father as much as, I don't know, insurance or something. Like something impersonal. Okay, so like that's with the word wisdom, like this heavenly perspective. Like the Father wants to invite you into his house. Okay. So what can we learn from the other two readings related to that? From the first reading. Zephaniah, seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth. You who have observed his law, seek justice, seek humility. Perhaps you may be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. The Bible gives you an invitation. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth. And here's first difference between our wisdom as orphan, or how we operate as orphans, and the wisdom of God that is being invited to the Father's house. The first difference, these are examples, is that how often do we operate as if like faith is a completely passive thing? And we don't make so much effort. We make a few prayers. We try a couple of times. We open our Bible a few times. We get discouraged and we give up. And we say, well, God must not care about me. Okay. Whereas the Bible says, seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth who have observed his law. Seek justice. Seek humility. This invitation, like, to don't give up on looking for him. God rewards those who seek him. And not just try once and give up. Do this and give up. Like, seek him. And that's like why it's a blessing. Like, you are here in his house today. Even if you're not seeking with your heart, you're like, you're here with your body. How beautiful the first reading continues. I will leave as a remnant in your midst a people humble and lowly who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord. Beautiful that the prophet Zephaniah says, seek the Lord. And then he says, I will leave a remnant. He's telling everyone, seek the Lord. But then he says, I will leave a remnant. And that's what I've shared with you, a vision I have for St. Teresa. I believe God is inviting us to be like that family, that those who are seeking can find God here. Those who are seeking can find God here, right? The Lord says, seek, he says to everyone. But then he says, I will leave as a remnant in your midst a people, humble and lowly, who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Those who take refuge in the name of the Lord. That image of like, just like, God, I have no one but you. I have no one but you. Okay. So that's the first invitation to us who live as orphans. To seek your Father who is actively seeking you. And yes, sometimes it's only by my initiative to seek him that I find the God who is already and has been seeking me. First thing. But then from the gospel, reward. Reward. The Beatitudes, this is the wisdom. This is the wisdom of God. Like, again, the heavenly perspective. How many of these cases would we say not blessed? All right? Poor in spirit. Wisdom of the world, not blessed. Those who mourn, we would say not blessed. Those who are meek, we would say not blessed, right? We need to be powerful. Again, the wisdom of the world. This is God's wisdom. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. How many here would say, oh yes, I know that's to be blessed. Like when I show my Christian faith and my classmates make fun of me. When I show my Christian faith and they call me a loser. I don't think there's anyone here who would say, yes, I know that to be blessed. But that's what the Bible says. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, Jesus says. Your reward will be great in heaven. Reward. Okay. A classic way we live as orphans is when we face this suffering. Like we fold. We fold. When we face this kind of suffering, we kind of run away. We say it's not worth it. Jesus says, blessed are you when they insult you. Rejoice and be glad. Your reward will be great in heaven. Someone came to church, the office this week, to get the anointing of the sick on occasion of her cancer treatment that was beginning. And she was just sharing me, like, why am I suffering? What did I do? And I assured her, it's nothing that you've done. And then she said, why am I suffering? Like, do I have to do all this to get to heaven? And I'm like, no. He already suffered for you. He already suffered for you. You don't have to suffer to earn your way to heaven. And then she's like, well, why am I suffering? And like, at first I said, I don't have that answer. He does. But I assure her, if God is allowing this for you, he believes in you. He believes in you. Maybe God knows something more about you, that you can endure this with his help, with his grace. But here's the second thing. I shared with her, we don't know the power of suffering. Jesus indicates throughout the Gospels that he doesn't just want heaven for you. He wants to be above and above and above generous to you in heaven. He says over and over again, you pray in secret, your Father will reward you. He says, you give to the poor, you will have treasure in heaven. He says, you are persecuted for my name, great will your reward be in heaven. So it seems there's a distinction. The gift of heaven, you get at baptism. And you keep that gift in a relationship with him. But he wants to go above that and beyond that. That's why the saints, like Saint Faustina says, if we knew how our suffering can bring us closer to him, and we see the difference in heaven, there are levels of glory in heaven. And through our own holiness and our own trying to be like Jesus and letting him love us, we get closer to him here on earth, and that will show in heaven. And Saint Faustina says, if we knew the difference of the levels of glory in heaven, we would do everything on earth to go to the next level. That's what suffering. Suffering can beautify your soul like you have no idea. When united to God in faith, suffering can beautify your soul. And when you get to heaven, you'll look back at this suffering and you'll say, this is one of the greatest gifts of my life because this brought me closer to God. But again, the orphan spirit, which we all struggle with, runs from suffering, medicates suffering, numbs suffering. And look, I had this experience this past week, Friday night. I was grumpy. I went home and I'm like, I don't want to talk to you, God. I don't want to do anything. So I picked up my phone. I'm like, let me look for something. Let me look for a distraction. Okay? I'm like, this isn't working. I called a buddy and he said, look, man, you just need to go to bed. I was like, I share this with you. How often when we face suffering, we try to fix it ourselves, acting like orphans. I got to take care of this myself. I got to make myself feel better. I got to do it myself. How often do we act like orphans when it comes to being loved? And we're trying to earn love. And I did that so much in high school. Trying to prove love. If I get good grades, I'll be loved. If I win, I'll be loved. If I get whatever, first chair in all parish band, then I'll be loved. We're acting like orphans. Again, the wisdom of God. He's inviting you into the Father's house. He's seeking you. But it's for those who seek him who find the Father's house. He's calling to you in your suffering. He's inviting you to throw yourself on his mercy, to say, Lord, I don't know how to do this. And see, that's the thing. We stay in our orphan place because that's a certainty. We know it doesn't fix us. We know our orphan tendencies, they don't last. But we do it because it's a certainty and we don't know how to live as children of the Father. All right? So that's what I'm trying to build here at St. Teresa. It's a community of men and women who learn what it is to be sons and daughters. And there are different ways you can find what the Father's house feels like, right? We have an Acts retreat in March for our men. That's a beautiful way to just say, I'm going to just seek the Lord's wisdom rather than my own. And we have other activities that do this. So, but again, do you desire, I want to really live as a child and not just fake it as a child of God. I want to really live. Well, then praise God that you are here seeking. And ask the Lord to help you in your suffering. And help the Lord to find that community that can help you walk with the Lord who wants to walk with you. Amen.